2 years ago, then-Governor Peter Shumlin signed Vermont's most comprehensive clean water law, and a lot of the regulations that were included in that law are just coming into play now. For the first time in Vermont's history, the Agency of Natural Resources will have oversight on how towns maintain their roads. It's an attempt to prevent runoff into the state's rivers and lakes. But now, as the new regs are being introduced, road crews and town administrators are pushing back. BPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman explains.
Mike Spackman is the road foreman in West Windsor, and he says he understands the basic idea behind Vermont's Clean Water Initiative.
Water runs downhill. Don't get me wrong. It's always going to.
But when it comes to supporting the state's new regulations on road maintenance, well, not so much.
I think sometimes we overthink stuff. And I think if you don't have an issue, you don't need to fix it. That's like fixing something that's not broken.
Vermont is trying to clean up Lake Champlain and the rest of its waterways. And when lawmakers wrote Act 64, the new Clean Water Act, they included new regulations for farmers, for wastewater facilities, and for land development. The law also creates a new permit system that regulates how towns will have to upgrade their culverts and ditches near water. And the regs are built around a new statewide map that identifies the roads that have to meet the new standards. Spackman's been taking care of the roads here in West Windsor for more than 30 years, and he says he's got a problem with administrators in Montpelier telling him which roads need upgrades.
I think they could have done it individually and maybe sent out people saying, you got a water quality problem here, let's solve it. Don't try to just hydraulically on a map, and that's what they did. Somebody sat somewhere on a desk and said, well, this is within 50 feet of the brook, so this needs to be looked at.
Jim Ryan is with the Department of Environmental Conservation, and he's the guy who's been traveling around the state trying to explain the new permit system to people like Spackman. And he says there will definitely be a period of adjustment.
It is a big change. We won't sugarcoat things. It's a big change for all of us.
Throughout this whole discussion on how Vermont has to clean up its water, the sticking point always comes down to funding. Ryan says the state's offering some help, but the truth is that someone has to pay, and the towns will be expected to shoulder some of the load.
It will take some significant funding to implement a lot of these practices that DEC is going to require towns to implement. And we have been offering new grant assistance programs, and I think those grant programs will certainly help a lot, but the towns will be asked to do more.
West Windsor administrators looked at the new map and added up all the red lines along its brooks and streams. And they say the work could cause their tax rate to jump almost 16%, depending on how much grant money they get.
I think our towns would really like to know what the long-term costs are going to be.
Gwyn Zakov is with the Vermont League of Cities and Towns.
If it's not substantially funded by the state or federal government with their monies, these costs, which are going to be substantial in some instances, they're pretty much unfunded mandates in our municipalities.
And Zakoff says there are other problems, too. The standards don't apply to private roads, and Zakoff says unregulated runoff from private development will flow down onto town roads, potentially undoing any upgrades that are completed. Zakoff says municipal roads contribute less phosphorus runoff compared with farming. A state report found that about 20% of the runoff comes from paved and unpaved roads, and Zakoff says the towns are being asked to start their work while a long-range solution to the farming issue is delayed. Zakoff says the towns want a little time, at least until the long-range funding source is identified. But that doesn't really sit well with people like Rebecca Weber.
We're in a crisis moment, and we can't delay making sure that these practices are implemented on the ground.
Weber is with the Conservation Law Foundation, and she says controlling road runoff is an important part of limiting the pollution in Vermont's water.
The bottom line is we know that we have phosphorus pollution that is coming off of our roadways, and we know that it's causing water quality concerns throughout the state of Vermont. It's not just a Lake Champlain issue. And so we can't ignore that, and we can't step back from the necessary regulations to clean up the problem.
The public comment period on the new regulations ended at the end of October, and the final permit rules will be issued before the end of this year. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in West Windsor.